is mounting. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. The White House has released an official readout on President Biden's more than 1 hour phone call with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, about Ukraine.
It says President Biden was clear that if Russia undertakes a further invasion of Ukraine, the United States, together with our allies and partners, will respond decisively and impose swift and severe costs on Russia. It goes on to say that President Biden reiterated that a further Russian invasion of Ukraine would produce widespread human suffering and diminish Russia's standing. President Biden was clear with President Putin that while the United States remains prepared to engage in diplomacy in full coordination with our allies and partners, we are equally prepared for other scenarios.
Fox's David Spunt. And police are moving in on Canadian protesters opposing vaccine mandates on the Ambassador Bridge, warning them to clear out or go to jail. Fox's Garrett Tenney reports on the other side of the bridge in Detroit.
There was a growth in the number of protesters there last night after this injunction went into effect by a judge ordering the protesters to clear out and allow this bridge to reopen. Overnight, a few dozen remained this morning. Some started to clear out, but there is a couple dozen still there saying, we are not going anywhere. This bridge is really a crucial artery for trade between the U.S. and Canada. More than $300 million a day in goods that cross it. For the last five, now 6 days, though, this bridge has been empty.
Meanwhile, police say four people were shot after a fight broke out outside a Los Angeles restaurant hosting a party that followed a Justin Bieber concert. LAPD officers say the gunfire erupted outside the Nice Guy restaurant, striking and injuring four men. Three of the victims were taken to the hospital in stable condition. No word on a suspect. America is listening to Fox News.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
U.S. health regulators have authorized a new antibody drug that targets the Omicron variant. The announcement Friday is a key step in restocking the nation's supply of drugs that are effective against the latest COVID-19 variant. Work began on the drug last year after its previous antibody therapy was shown ineffective against the Omicron variant. The Biden administration has already purchased 600,000 doses. Initial shipments will begin to state authorities for distribution. The drug is authorized to prevent hospitalization and deaths for adults and children with COVID-19. Plus, an outspoken NBA owner says he's launching a low-cost online pharmacy.
Billionaire owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban, has started Cost Plus Drug Company, an online pharmacy. Cuban told the Fox News Rundown podcast they're targeting the money pharmacy benefits managers get in the healthcare system, saying, take a drug that costs $10, for example.
Then we'll add 15% or $1.50, so a total of $11.50. Then we'll add $3 for the pharmacy fee for the pharmacy we're working with to fill the prescription, and $5 for shipping.
He says his goal is to disrupt the pharmaceutical industry.
At the end of the day, whether it's us or we force others to push the price of drugs down lower, I'll feel good about myself.
He says they're starting with 100 drugs and hope to have hundreds more to offer by the end of the year. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And the Chicago Auto Show is back for 2022.
You'll need a mask and in some areas of McCormick Place, proof of vaccine. The Chicago's Auto Show returns back to its traditional time slot. Today through the 21st and expecting to be bigger and better this year. Where off-road test tracks are up and running for Jeep, Ram trucks, Toyota's redesigned Tundra pickup, and the Ford Bronco. And as the industry moves to electrics, the Chicago Auto Show is also hosting an indoor electric test track. So far with the Kia EV6, BMW's iX and i4, among the latest EVs signed up for test drives. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.